Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Thursday, November 14th. Saugeen First Nation firefighters say they responded to a house fire last night in the south end of the Stauble Beach area. They say at about 11:40, they responded with South Bruce Peninsula firefighters to the area of Bruce Road 13 and Edison Circle in Saugeen First Nation. They say when they arrived, a significant fire had already claimed a large portion of the home. They note the prompt response of local volunteer fire services working in tandem quickly controlled the fire spread and reduced further damage. They're reminding people winter is on its way and you should check all heating devices and appliances to ensure they're working properly. They say no injuries were reported at the time of the call. South Bruce OPP say a Kincardine man is facing assault charges after allegedly brandishing a weapon towards police officers. They say on Monday at about 4:15 in the afternoon, they received a report of an unwanted person at an address on Queen Street in Kincardine. According to police, when they arrived, they found a man with an edged weapon. OPP say after a brief struggle, he was arrested. The 30-year-old Kincardine man is charged with two counts of assaulting a peace officer with a weapon and failing to comply with probation, among other charges. He was held for a bail hearing and was remanded into custody. Hockey Fest is returning to Owen Sound this week. The second annual event takes place starting today and goes until Saturday. Today it's the East versus West High School girls hockey game at 10:30. Then the boys at 12:30 at the Bayshore. They'll be live streamed on Rogers TV. Tomorrow we'll feature players from the University of Waterloo Warriors visiting local schools for a game of floor hockey and questions. Owen Sound Girls Hockey is also celebrating its 30th anniversary with a fundraiser tomorrow night at the Bayshore. There are also several on-ice clinics and even more games. You can find the details on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. The Ontario government has announced it's funding more EV chargers in Grey Bruce. 12 chargers will be installed across sites in Allenford, Durham, Lions Head, Owen Sound, Paisley, Sauble Beach, and Wyarton. 4 will be installed in Thornbury as well. Those stations will be a mix of level 2 and 3 chargers. Bruce Gray Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP, Rick Byers.
We have to evolve our electric distribution system. And so that'll involve more EV charging stations throughout Bruce Gray Owen Sound in the years to come.
The province has also launched a new ultra-low overnight electricity price plan to look at options for an EV charger discount rate, which could result in electric vehicle drivers saving up to $90 a year at charging stations. Pop star Taylor Swift kicks off a 6-concert series tonight in Toronto. Swift will perform the next 3 nights at the Rogers Centre before returning for 3 more shows next week. After her 6 shows in Toronto, Swift will play 3 nights in BC, where the tour will wrap up December 8th. That's a look at news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Bridehead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs defeated Washington 4-3 in overtime. Leafs scored twice in the final 5 minutes to tie it. Then John Tavares got the winner with 47 seconds left in OT. Leafs are off until Saturday when they host the Oilers. Big game tonight for Connor McDavid. He's 1 point away from 1,000 in his career. Detroit had an OT win against Pittsburgh. Nathan MacKinnon, the NHL scoring leader, had 3 more assists in the Avs' victory over the Kings. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 59 points in the Bucks' win over Detroit. That's the most a player scored in a game this season. Cleveland won again. Cavaliers are the 6th team ever to start 13-0. The Argos and Bombers play for the Grey Cup on Sunday. Tonight, it's the CFL Awards. Tiger Cats' Bo Levi Mitchell is up for Most Outstanding Player against Winnipeg's Brady Oliveira. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL, it's the opener of a 3-game Eastern trip for the Owen Sound Attack in Peterborough tonight. It will include stops in Kingston Friday and Ottawa Sunday. You can hear all 3 games live on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. And in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host Richmond Hill at 7:30. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, A mix of sun and clouds to start, then a 60% chance of rain or wet snow this afternoon. 30-kilometer wind gusts, a high around 7. Cloudy tonight, a chance of rain or snow, a low around 2 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, a high of 8. Right now it's 6 degrees in Lion's Head, 4 in Hanover, and it's 5 degrees in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.